He ordered a kind of drink I'd never heard of. Where to start? Last time you were on Earth was 2007, according to the records. That's right. Didn't like it much, did you? No. Zombies, happy robots. Well, it got better. Then it got worse, thank you. A private brought his drink, a bubbling concoction that was green at the bottom of the glass and lightened to chartreuse at the top. He sipped. Then they got better again, then worse, then, I don't know, cycles. What's it like now? Well, I'm not really sure. Stacks of reports and such, but it's hard to filter out the propaganda. I haven't been back in almost 200 years. It was pretty bad then, depending on what you like. What do you mean? Oh, let me see. There was lots of excitement. Ever hear of the pacifist movement? I don't think so. The name's deceptive. Actually, it was a war, a guerrilla war. I thought I could give you name, rank, and serial number of every war from Troy on up. He smiled. They must have missed one. For good reason. It was run by veterans, survivors of Yod 38 and Aleph 40, I hear. They got discharged together and decided they could take on all of UNIF, Earthside. They got lots of support from the population. But didn't win. We're still here. He swirled his drink, and the colors shifted. Actually, all I know is hearsay. Last time I got to Earth, the war was over, except for some sporadic sabotage. And it wasn't exactly a safe topic of conversation. It surprises me a little, I said. Well, more than a little, that Earth's population would do anything at all against the government's wishes. He made a noncommittal sound. Least of all revolution. When we were there, you couldn't get anybody to say a damned thing against the UNIF, or any of the local governments, for that matter. They were conditioned from year to year to accept things as they were. Ah, that's a cyclic thing, too. He settled back in his chair. It's not a matter of technique. If they wanted to, Earth's government could have total control over every non-trivial thought and action of each citizen, from cradle to grave. They don't do it because it would be fatal, because there's a war on. Take your own case. Did you get any motivational conditioning while you were in the can?